in All Things of Nature, written by Stories for Travelers, read by Co-Prime, rating teen and up audiences, archive warning, no archive warnings apply, fandom, leverage, relationship, Alec Hardison / Parker / Elliot Spencer, additional tags, humor, banter, crack, camping, established relationship, stargazing, nature, Parker being Parker, and grumpy Elliot. Summary: Elliot thinks they should all go camping. "Camping is stupid," Hardison said. The three of them were lying on a sleeping mat on a meadow overlooking the lake, staring up at the sky, Hardison on one side of Elliot and Parker on the other. "What the hell is wrong with you? There are like 1,000 stars in the sky, way more than we can see in the city, and your impulse is to complain?" Elliot grumbled. "There are way more than 1,000 visible stars," Parker said. "I counted." "How'd you do that?" Hardison asked. She shrugged. "It's just like counting a few thousand diamonds on a warehouse floor." Hardison nodded. "No," Elliot said to Hardison. "Do not pretend like that was a perfectly logical explanation." "Whatever," he said. "You know, if you hadn't made me leave my computer at home, I could hack into the Hubble feed and we could see a lot more than this." "But you're seeing this with your eyes. It's different," Elliot said. "If you say so. Man, there are way too many mosquitoes out here." "I like mosquitoes," Parker said. "They try to bite me, and I kill them. It's a fun game." "Fun my ass," Hardison grumbled. "Your ass is fun," Parker agreed. "Hey, guys, do you think there are werewolves in these woods? That would be a fun game, too. Hey, Elliot, if I turned into a werewolf, would you shoot me with a silver bullet or let me turn you and Hardison so we could all make wolf love?" Elliot just sighed loudly. "And it's cold out here. Why are we here instead of in our nice warm bed?" Hardison complained. "Because you should experience nature at least once in your geeky life," Elliot said. "If you're cold, you can be in the middle," Parker offered. "Nah," Hardison said. "You know Elliot needs to be in the middle." Parker nodded. "I guess it's so we can protect him from werewolves." Elliot grimaced. "It is not so. There's no such..." "Okay. It is obviously tactically better for me to be in arm's reach of both of you in case something comes. That way I can move in front of you both no matter which way the enemy approaches. That's just good sense." "And by enemies, do you mean werewolves?" Parker asked. "Babe, are you messing with Elliot or are you serious?" Hardison asked, mostly out of curiosity by the tone of it. Parker shrugged. "Haven't decided yet. Hey, Elliot, are we gonna make s'mores for breakfast?" "No, because you ate all the marshmallows on the car ride up," Hardison said. "Oh, that's right," Parker agreed. "And because s'mores is not what human beings eat for breakfast," Elliot grumbled. "What do werewolves eat for breakfast?" Parker asked. "If I had my computer, we could look that up. Just shut up and look at the sky." The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.